recording now, Sarah and Erin. So you work together? That's how
we work together. Yeah, at St. Charles. Yeah.
Okay. We moved from Michigan the same time in 2015. We both joined the same practice. We both came from Michigan, but we didn't really know each other in Michigan.
Where in Michigan were you from?
I was in West Michigan at the time.
That was in the middle of the state. Very small town. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't realize you guys only moved here in 2015.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It was that day that all the birds started singing and there were multiple rainbows and stuff.
You remember that day?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Pretty magical.
Actually, I was not here either. I got here in 16.
Oh, wow.
I was in Portland.
Okay.
I'm about to go to Michigan again. My sister lives in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
There's kind of a lot of stuff going on. Like, I just... it's fun fact, I didn't realize that they had all those Diego Rivera murals in the... There's like the Museum Institute of Arts.
That's awesome.
Like,
yeah, I'm
I really want to go see that.
There's some really cool stuff going on in Detroit, like, which is good. I mean,
it's pretty sad.
Some of it feels just like gentrification, which has me concerned about.
Yeah,
maybe it's good for all the white people. I don't know how good it is for the residents, but it was turning into a waste. Mm-hmm.
My sister lives in the suburbs, and it's pretty sad, like, just how many businesses are abandoned. Mm-hmm.
Just empty buildings everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So that was like interesting thing to experience. But yeah, so okay. Well, do you want to tell me each a little bit about your backgrounds? Like, you know, professional backgrounds?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm from Michigan, so I went to Michigan State University for undergrad and med school. Went to the East Coast for residency and then moved back to Michigan for a while and worked. And then moved out here because we love the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. Love it here.
Mm-hmm. What was it that made you decide to go into your specialty?
Mostly happy stuff and a good variety of stuff.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of sad. Some sad, obviously. When it's sad, it's sad. But
yeah, like, cause you do you work like with? I mean, what is like sort of the the primary stuff you do? Basically, kind of like baby
we
stuff.
We deliver babies, but we also do hysterectomies and other surgeries.
Yeah. So just all of that
and
stuff.
We see people for annual exams, pap smears.
Clinic. Yeah, we have clinic. Surgery and obstetrics.
Okay.
Cover all of that.
So the happy stuff is the OB stuff.
Yeah. Even hysterectomies are happy. People are like, not bleeding
They're
anymore.
They're so happy. They're so happy. I've yet to have to hysterectomy the patient.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're always happy.
Yes.
Okay. And what about you? Tell me about how you got into your field. And
So I kind of went a less traditional route after undergrad. I actually worked in social work for a couple of years and did case management. Spent a lot of time in Detroit. Flint, Grand Rapids, and then realized that I did want to do medicine, and so went to medical school in Missouri, and then I did my residency at Mercy Health in Michigan, and when I was finishing my residency, my husband at the time, I'm divorced now, we knew we wanted to get the fuck out of the Midwest, and so and I had been to the Pacific Northwest a couple times, because my dad lived in California, and so we road trip up there and went to visit him. And so we were like, well, let's just go. That seems fun. Because we didn't have that one, like, nucleus of family somewhere.
Yeah.
So
you're like,
we can live anywhere. And so we looked in Washington and Oregon, and this is the one that worked out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to live in Bend?
Yeah. And so we do the same thing. Both generalists.
Yeah.
Do the whole spectrum of women's health.
Cool. My coffee is ready.
Yeah. Since she's recording, we should talk about her while she's gone,
she's
right?
Like, yeah. She seems really nice and smart. We're only going to talk good stuff about people.
That's right.
At least when they're proud of that.
Okay. So you both, like, found jobs at St. Charles and were like, hey, I'm going to move here.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And are you both still at that same space?
It's a long story, but
okay.
Soon to be back. I will soon be back at St. Charles.
Okay.
It's confusing. So
I've been there since I moved here. The practice has gone through a lot of changes.
My friend is a PA. Do you guys know Kara?
Last name?
Kara Faith.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Does
I'm
she
sure
work with you?
Not directly, but I'm sure I've talked on the phone or
I know that I
messaged with her. I do too.
Because she was working like, it was like a private practice, but then I think it got absorbed into St. Charles. So I just didn't know if that was like same
That's a
kind of story.
Thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kind
of.
Okay.
Yeah, the name's familiar.
We both work at St. Charles doing deliveries and surgeries, and I will soon be employed by St. Charles again.
Yeah.
Okay. In April.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me. So, tell me about this podcast. I heard it from a man's version first.
Totally.
So, I don't know. What was it, like maybe 6 months ago, 8 months ago? I was kind of in this. I really wanted to do something that was outside the box in regards to my work and my knowledge and my skill. I was just, you know, I'd been in practice for a while, and though I really enjoy it, sometimes you feel like a hamster on a wheel, and so I just wanted something different. And I love educating people about their health. I love normalizing things for women and teaching them about their bodies. And so I was just kind of sitting there, and I was like, God, it'd be kind of fun to do a podcast, because then we can like reach a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'd want to do it with Aaron. We could call it Wine with Your Kind. And it was just kind of like this thought. And then I said something to Aaron. I'm like, hey, Aaron, I had this funny thought. I mean, it's so ridiculous, but
what
about this?
Immediately.
And then she was just like, yeah, we should do it. And that was when she said that, that was the first moment that I really was like, oh, maybe we should actually do it. And then she goes, well, you tell her the rest of the story.
So I went to a fundraising gala and met mutual friends that we both know, because they own the Strength Warehouse, the gym.
Okay.
And I had delivered her baby, so we both know them from different ways. And so I ran into them, and I was like, really funny, Sarah and I were talking about doing a podcast. Nate was like, well, I already have a podcast. You could use my equipment if you want. And Megan's like, we could sponsor you. And it was just like,
just like
the domino,
yeah,
like started falling. And it was crazy. It was just how it lined up. It was insane.
It's like everything just kind of took off.
Yeah.
Like just barreling down the tracks.
And then everybody we've talked to, like, can we be on your podcast? Can we be on your podcast? I'm like, sure. Go up with the topic.
Yeah,
why not?
Let me know what you want to talk about.
So you bring on guests, and then they're like, I want to learn about this, or what does the guest do?
No, mostly we invite guests and say,
we
want to talk about postpartum depression. Will you come in and talk about that with us? Mm-hmm. We want to talk about fitness. We want to talk about, you know.
So they're like experts or knowledgeable in the topic.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we come up with a topic, we invite the guest. And, you know, it's obviously medically focused, but we're also focusing on other, really all aspects of being a woman. And so two of our podcasts, one was about, you know, sexual desire versus pleasure. One was about fitness. One was about empathy. Like, how do you have empathy for yourself and for others? And, you know, the main goal of this podcast is to educate for free. Good information.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get off the blogs, okay? Let's get some actual good medical information. In the hopes that we're normalizing things and building community.
Mm-hmm.
And fighting the patriarchy, essentially. Because the patriarchy wants to keep us separate. And if we would just organize and connect with each other, then that would be the way we could.
And to drink wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, oh, there's some wine.
We forgot about that.
So, so Marcus was saying, like, you're trying to get sponsors. Like, how's that working?
We have not worked very hard yet. But yes, that's our goal.
Yeah.
So you just pick a wine that you're like,
right now,
we're going to drink this
one.
People
have been giving us wine.
Okay.
So we've gotten a couple of nurses that have been like, yeah, my brother wants this wine, or try this one. And they joined a podcast. So we've gotten a few bottles.
Yeah.
But
we haven't yet, like, canvassed. Yeah.
No.
We like, sent out emails and been like, hey, does anyone want to, you know, be a part of this project?
Although Flights Wine Bar is very interested in hosting an event.
Yes.
Which would be really fun. Like a live event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like where you would, like, sort
do
of
a live
Q&A.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, live audience, and just, you know, we'd kind of put questions in a little something, and we can answer them. There's another wine bar opening in Sisters that's expressed some interest, too. So
might be a good way, like, a sponsor that has variety of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Then you're not just stuck with one brand.
Yeah.
We've been trying to feature Pacific Northwest wineries so far.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Maybe someday we'll branch out. But
I'm very curious about your thoughts about like wine and estrogen and all that stuff, because like I don't really understand any of that, and I would love to just know what you guys know about that.
Unfortunately, wine exacerbates hot flashes and night sweats and all menopausal symptoms. So.
And it is a carcinogen.
So, which is why I'm drinking decaf and not drinking wine right now. I'm like, I don't like those night sweats.
I know. Yeah. You only have one life.
Exactly. So that's the thing. Like, we are just being who we are, and we want women to feel like they can be who they are and operate in this world in a non-perfect way. And I mean, wine is delicious and we enjoy it, and we know that there are health risks associated with it if imbibed too often. So our podcast, we're not encouraging excessive alcohol use or anything. It's just kind of a fun little like wine with your kind.
Totally. It's like, it's catchy. You instantly get it.
And it does, I think, take inhibitions down when people are
on. Totally. I think people, like the guests, feel less nervous and and it's just fun. You know, but certainly, yes, we have no qualms about the reality of, you know, you drink too much, it increases your risk of breast cancer.
You said something, Sarah, about like, you know, the misinformation, like some of the bad information. Do you have like some examples of stuff that's like really stuck in your craw, like things that, you know, you want to dispel?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things.
Well, our first episode is the top 10 GYN myths.
Oh, okay.
So
sweet, there we go.
We
so you
address
got them right
a
now.
Lot of those things, exactly, where it's like, this is misinformation. I know this is what everyone believes, but it's actually wrong. You know, all of our podcasts thus far have certainly addressed misinformation. The one we just released this weekend is about perimenopause and hormones.
I need to listen to that one.
Yeah, that one's a big one. Yeah. Well, like, how is it that every single woman who lives to 50 goes through this process, yet no one can define it?
Yeah.
It just goes to show how neglected women's health has been in healthcare and in the mainstream. And I think that is a travesty. Yeah.
Until, I mean, personally, until you start experiencing it, it's like, I never really thought about it before. Or all of the, like, there's a really good article in the New York Times about it. And just about how underappreciated it is. And just how...
They did an excellent job, actually. That article is fantastic. I listened to it on the daily, so I didn't actually read it. But then, same thing. It was the same article.
Are you guys big podcast listeners?
I'm huge. That's all I listen to in the car.
Okay. And then is that like, has that sort of replaced reading for you? I'm always sort of curious.
No.
I love reading. Okay. If I'm home, I'm reading.
Okay.
Yeah, the TV is never on. I'm reading.
So it's just that you can listen
car
to
ride.
It in the car?
Yeah. Or when I'm walking. If I'm walking the dogs, I'll listen to a podcast. But I never sit at home and listen to a podcast.
No.
Reading.
Or watching a movie.
Or working out. Or whatever.
Or drinking wine.
But it's not... it's mostly in the car for me. Car walks.
What kind of podcasts inspire you in this regard, in realm, like women's health? Do you have ones that you really like?
You know, I would say the podcasts... It's not necessarily specific to women's health, but I've really appreciated the vulnerability about the things they discuss and how it's normalizing things for women is the Glennon Doyle podcast, We Can Do Hard Things. I just feel like they've brought up a lot of topics that have been taboo or embarrassing that women are afraid to talk about, and just putting it out there creates this safe space for men and normalizing things. And so I've been inspired by the vulnerability of that podcast for this one.
I really like The Financial Feminist too.
She's
great. And she talks about a lot other than just money. She talks about like the social aspects of it and why we are where we are, and I love that.
I turned my daughter on, she's 20, last year she was a freshman. I turned her on to that and she got so fired up. It was so great. She's like, I'm gonna start my investment account now. And I'm just
She's great.
Sweet. I love this.
She's fabulous. But she desegregizes things too, which I appreciate.
Totally. I need to listen to more of hers because she was a guest on somebody else's, and that's how I found out about her.
I just think it was just
Have you listened to like listen to the Resetter podcast?
No.
She's a doctor of chiropractic, but she is big on fasting, and she's had a lot of, like, she's postmenopausal, so she's had a lot of, just a lot of ones about women, and she has a book called Fast Like a Girl. So, anyway, that's one I've been on lately.
Yeah.
Just about, kind of, it's a lot about women.
I'm trying to try this out of the dietary realm, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a lot. There's so much out there, and I'm just not an expert in it.
You're not what?
An expert in, like, nutrition and diet realm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I only am because of my fitness background, you know, but I am a staunch opponent of any diet, any prescribed diet.
Yeah.
Studies show they don't work. They just create stress and a dysfunctional relationship with food. You know, I do feel like a lot of people do well with kind of intermittent fasting stuff, but that's something you can incorporate into a lifestyle.
Right, you can eat whatever
you're not you like, want. Exactly, you can eat whatever you want. So that, I think, has been really good for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, something where you have to, like, buy all their shit. And, you know,
yeah.
When people are selling things, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Anytime you start selling supplements, my little red flag goes up. I'm like, what are you trying to sell me?
Yeah. Yeah. Farmer's market. There's your prescriptions.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh god, that precious farmer's market's like a,
it's like my whole paycheck in my
money pit.
Especially with kids in the house.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I only have one kid and she's gone, and I'm like, yay, I just buy what I want now.
Yeah, right. I have two boys, 14 and 11.
Oh, they're eating you out of person.
Yes.
And your son is,
I have a 12-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Our kids kind of grew up together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do you, like, what's the kind of, do you have, like, a plan for this, or just sort of rolling it out and see how it goes?
Well, I'm sure that you had some insight into how we can move forward with marketing, maybe.
Well, I mean,
we know nothing
about marketing.
Not marketing, but about getting sponsors and whatnot.
You know,
Marcus said that maybe you would have.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the approach I would take if I were you is, like, the individual contacts, you know,
yep,
as opposed to, like, sending a big email out. That's never really works,
yeah,
you know?
Yep.
So it's, like, develop the relationship.
Yeah. And that's what we have been doing.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I think it would kind of roll from there. You know, I don't do a lot of the sponsorship stuff, but, like, we did finally get a sponsor for our podcast, and you know, that's more of, like, our publisher's realm. And a lot of them he does sort of, like, in kind to get them going. So that's another thing, is, like, you know, just fake it till you make it kind of thing. Like, let's do an in-kind trade, you can give me some wine, and that's it for now. Until the next one, you're like, look, I have three sponsors, and now your sponsorship is going to cost you this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you care about really monetizing it.
Not necessarily. I'd like some free wine, and then we'll advertise your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For now.
I mean, I would like to cover the cost of the podcast.
Yeah,
that would
totally
be nice to get enough to cover the costs.
Yeah. We bought equipment. And stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you got your own stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was just so hard to use the stuff Behave, and they have a microphone. And, like,
oh, yeah. We started using that just to try it out, and it didn't, you know, it was, like, not
the sound quality is not great. So we did a couple with that one, and then bought our own.
Yeah, and we have an editor who does a really good job. And
oh, cool. So you're paying the editor?
Yeah, so to cover the cost of that would be nice.
Yeah, just things like that where it's like, yeah, it'd be nice. And then I would love it if we made money that we could, like, invest into women's health somewhere. Like, you know, pick a clinic or a specific cause, and, you know, put
definitely
some of the money towards that. And that would be really, really cool.
See, I wouldn't take the money and go to Italy and taste wine and do my podcast.
Yes!
But Sarah's more on the giving side.
Well, you can do all of those things.
I know, I'm teasing.
That's right.
That's
exactly. I mean, I can see, I think the concept is so good. I think it could really have potential.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't listened to the content yet, you know, but these things tend to grow.
We need to reach out of our comfort zone a little bit. I'm not very good at asking people for things. I'm more of a giver.
Yeah.
So to ask people to give me things is awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your earrings are cute.
These are from Sarah. Yes.
Aww. They're so cute.
Yes. And I think that just naturally things are kind of happening that way. Yeah. Like, they are connecting. Yeah. Like, it's funny. Yeah. Everywhere we go out, somehow the podcast, somehow we're sitting next to somebody that's like, oh, I'd like to get involved in that.
Yeah, like, it's
just these little natural tendrils are going out and making connections. And then, you know, Marcus knows a lot of people. Yeah. And then as physicians, we have a lot of connections with, you know, different, I don't know, it's just sort of naturally evolving, which I think is pretty cool.
I was at a band concert at Skyview the other night, and this woman says, are you from Wine With Your Guy? And I was like,
oh my god, no way.
That was weird.
Erin's like, do you want an autograph? And she pulls out like a photo of herself and signs it.
I think she might have known Marcus, so that's my guess. I don't think it was actually like organic that way, but it was still funny because that's how she phrased it. She was saying, oh, are you Marcus's wife? She's like, oh, are you from the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And we really want it to be like, we're approaching this with a very sort of irreverent, explicit, adult kind of goofy. Like, we want it. There are a lot of good educational podcasts out there, and this is very educational, but it's also going to be funny, and like, you're sitting around with your friends drinking wine, and like, you know, we are pretty goofy, so we just want to keep it that way. Like, you know, the pictures that we want to take for it are like...
You should have met for wine, by the way. What the heck?
I know, right?
Which one?
We should have met for wine.
I know. I just pull one out of my bag.
It's a matter of fact.
Well, I just have
to. Lily Middle Care.
But, you know, like, the pictures we take are funny. Like JCPenney, Owen Mills kind of stuff. You know, like, we just want it to be, like, light and funny, but we're also talking about intense stuff, you know? And,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, I want it to be fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's going to be some work involved, but I really want it to be fun for us.
Yeah. You mentioned pictures, so do you have some kind of like promo photos already taken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get headshots retaken, so we need to get back to Lindsay. She wants to do outdoor photos. She goes, you guys are going to hate me if we don't do something better. We're going to be on the road forever.
Yeah, she's right. And I want to do that one with your cat.
Yeah.
So we have some ideas.
So we need to, well, you know, the one where like there's the two photos, there's like the black background and
like the floating head.
Yeah, you believe it or not, that's what we're playing with right now for the cover for the next
perfect
week.
Yes, perfect. That's what we want to
do. That's what we want to do. Lindsay said she would do that. So and so we need to do headshots. She said outdoor like mid-afternoon is the best time.
Okay, cool.
So, now that my braces are off, we can do actual
headshots. She's had braces for like 4.5 years. 50
oh
years.
My gosh. Wow.
So,
yeah.
No wonder you look a little different than last time I saw you. Did you have lighter hair too?
It was longer though. Okay, I chopped it.
Okay,
yeah.
So, do you think you'll have those like a photo that you'd be happy with by like the 25th or so?
February?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
What kind of photo are you looking for?
I think a funny one would be amazing.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, we have a bunch that we've just taken ourselves, but yeah. We have, and we have some from Lizzie. We don't really show our faces, so.
Yeah, we have the one, you know, with us in the office with the wine. We've got that, but I can do a different one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. Yeah, we'll get it.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy to, you know, arrange to take one with you guys. I just bring you in to our office with a white background.
Nah.
But if you have your
photo, I think we'll get one. We just email it or text it to you.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
I just talked to her yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do a goofy one. We can send you a couple. You can decide which one you like.
Yeah.
So far it sounds like, have your guests mostly been locals? Or is that
so
kind of the goal, is to keep it local? Or what's your idea?
No, but we know a lot of really, like, phenomenal, extraordinary women. So it's really easy. We have this incredible resource here in our community. Plus, I do like getting out to, right now, mostly the people that are listening are, like, people around here. So, you know, it's cool that they're getting to hear about, oh, there's a therapist here that talks about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, we do have a podcast coming up in March that's going to be with a remote guest. She's a sex therapist down in Texas. So we're going to, you know, if there's someone that seems like a good resource that's outside the community, we're happy to do it.
Yeah.
There's like a really good resource that, well, it seems promising that maybe it would be helpful to you for that. It's called Quoted.
Quoted.
The Q. Let's
see. Is that like a way to do the remote connection?
Or find guess.
Find guess.
Oh, find guess. Okay, I'll put in my notes.
Yeah, it's like for journalists, but probably for anybody. It's a podcast host too.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's like spelled weird though.
Yeah, so far,
oh,
everybody.
Got it. So far, not to like
toot our own horns, but everybody's like, can we come on? Can we come on?
Yeah, so you haven't had a problem.
No.
No.
And are you recording every week, or what's the schedule?
Every other week so far. We try to record a couple episodes at a time. There's going to be some times where we can't record. Mm-hmm. We're going on a Shenandoah Girls Wine weekend, so we can't record that weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get ahead of it.
So, like,
so we try to have two in the... 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
We try to have at least two in the pocket. Mm-hmm. To be released, so...
Yeah, and our first two, we released two at a time, and then now we're going to just one episode every 2 weeks we're releasing.
Yeah.
And then if we find we have time and resources, and we're able to do more, we will.
But yes. I'd like to do every week if we can, when I'm not working so much.
I agree.
I think it'll be easier.
Yeah.
Are you trying to slow down on the...
Well, once I say Charles, we'll be working less, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did see that email.
Got it.
So email
though,
yep.
So
what's
our
that?
It'll be amazing. Yes.
But do you still have to take calls and stuff? When
yeah,
but
not
babies?
As much as I am right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, it's just me and one other person taking calls. Yeah. Every other.
Because you have your own clinic, or
okay.
And you
pull
temperature data.
Too much.
Just like log
our.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yep.
You only have one line to get. Balance it out.
Yeah. Plus, I'm sure you just make okay money, so you don't have to work so much. You know, like that's a nice thing, right?
Yeah.
At least in theory.
Right.
You know, life.
Yeah.
Divorce.
I know. Yeah, I know. I was a single parent too.
There's a lot of
outgoing
expenses for a while.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away when they graduate. I'm like, oh, you're in college now. Now you have to pay your rent too.
Right?
Okay. Well, not really. She's, my daughter's amazing, but
yeah.
You know, I want to help her out a little bit.
Yeah, no, yeah, totally. You know, I mean, once I'm no longer paying alimony, I'll have a lot more.
Yeah.
Money.
You got stuck at that like side.
Where the...
Yeah, I mean, you know, these things happen.
Yep. So, okay. I mean, I'm fortunate that the work I do allows me to still be able to own it.